thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes. Hello. Happy Friday. And one of the best things to do on a Friday heading into the weekend, that's already a good thing, but we get to talk movies and we do it with this man who loves Fridays. I don't know why, because he spends most of the week off anyway, but Grant Lee, hello.
Hello, JT. How are you this fine week?
I'm randy dandy. It's Friday. I'm ready to rip into the weekend. I'm ready to talk movies because, and you know what? We get to spend two consecutive days together every week now. And
correct. Yeah.
It just gives me this warm little tingle, you know?
And I have to say, you didn't ask me the question that you normally ask me every week. How many days have I worked this week?
Because I know how many days you've had off. You haven't been at all, have you? No, I bet you have, because you're back from holidays now and you've got to put an effort.
I am.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I've only worked 2 days this week, but don't tell the boss.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah. But I've come in today to talk to you today. Yeah. So that's a good thing. Even though it's my day off, I've come in to chat. So
how does that place run? I've got no idea. Jeez, you know what? You're lucky to have good staff, Mr. Lee. You really are.
I am. I am very lucky, let me tell you.
Now, are you excited about today's movie that we will be talking about, Wicked for Good? Oh.
I am, because the first one, which, as we all know, came out 12 months ago, it was absolutely huge. And the thing that I love about this one is, did you know they actually filmed both movies at the same time? It took them a year to film it. And I think that is such a great idea to do because, you know, sometimes when you come back, you know, 2, 5, 10 years later or even 34 years later, you're a bit older. And things are a bit different, but it's a huge commitment with everybody on the cast to the people behind the scenes. It's a massive commitment to have a year.
Yeah, but you know what? The first one was amazing. This one's going to be a ripper as well. Should we have a listen, Mr. Lee?
And then I think we should.
We'll introduce our Talking Flickster next.
Couldn't be happier.
It's more important than ever that you lift everyone's spirits, as only you can.
Does that do what I think it does?
No.
No way.
I'm obsessulated.
The wand really sells it.
Because nothing is what happens.
Linda, the girl.
And all your dreams come true.
Witch. You can wave that wand all you want, but you have no real power.
I'm a public figure now. People expect me to fly. Be encouraging.
You can't resist this.
Who could?
You know who could.
There's a house, and it's flying through the sky.
I'm off to see the wizard.
I have proof that she's dead.
Stop this. It's gone too far.
Elphaba, they're coming for you.
Just look at me.
Not with your eyes. With theirs.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason.
Here's the plan.
I have no plan.
Well, I do.
Oh, thank Oz.
Haven't you heard? I'm the Wicked Witch of the West.
This is the work of the Wicked Witch!
Who can say I've been changed for the better?
What have you done to me?
Because I knew you. Because I knew you.
Oh, yeah, what a trailer. Jeez, we can finish the podcast now. That's all we've got time for. It's one of our longest trailers of the year, Mr. Lee. Anyway, it is Wicked for Good. And from the sands of Bali to Talkin' Flicks, Chloe, she's back. Hello.
Hey, guys. That sounds way cooler than my current situation.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, I'm feeling a bit run down, Chloe. I'm the only one who hasn't had a holiday, so, you know, I'm going to...
Yeah, I feel bad.
Feeling a bit drained, but...
Grant, don't feel bad for him. No, don't. Oh,
here we go. Here we
it
go.
It won't last long.
I can always dream. But how are you two going? I mean, we've got Mr. Island over here, got Miss Bali. Jeez, you guys are doing all right. All holiday
I don't know. We need another holiday. It's been a month.
Well, you know what we'll do? This is okay. This is fine, guys. What I'll do, I'll just fade the music out and you and Grant can talk about where you're going to go next. All right? So.
That's what happens every time I see Grant, actually.
Yeah. We either chat about boobies or holidays or, it's actually quite good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we are talking about movies today. We're talking about Wicked, which we sent you off to see. And would you say you were happy going to see Wicked? Was it a good choice for us to send you off to? Because you've seen a lot of good movies. Everyone we've sent you to, you've liked.
Yeah, it's true. I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit, actually, when I first found out, because the first one was long.
Yes, it was. It was
so long.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. Actually, I really liked it. And I didn't really like Ariana in the first one and then liked her after this one. Took my two nieces to watch it, and they loved it as well. It was so good.
I love Ariana. I reckon she's gorgeous. Don't you, looks like a real princess, doesn't she? Like she just comes.
She does.
What a singer! What a set of pipes! Oh.
Yeah, she's got some range. She looks like she's 12, but
she does.
She does have some pipes.
I agree.
Yeah,
she does. But you put her and Cynthia together, and they just blend so well.
They complement each other nicely. Yeah,
they do. And I actually think they've got a big friendship for the rest of their lives because of this movie. Like, you see them both during the press tour. They are just, they respect each other.
Bunch.
And they just,
Well, this has been a movie that's been, like, what, 2 or 3 years in the making. Like, it's been a long time they've been together.
Wasn't it just the other week that Cynthia took some guy off Ariana on the red carpet or something?
Someone charged
at her.
In Singapore.
He was trying to hug her and she got pretty aggressive.
Now, I can tell you this for a fact, right? If Grant Lee and I were on the red carpet and that happened to me, he wouldn't be doing that, right? He'd be like, have him. So that's... I know you.
It wouldn't be like bodyguard situation.
Like, I'll turn my back down.
Not dying in front of you.
This is the difference, bro. This is the difference.
I would jump out and go, do you want a hand? No, don't. Let him.
Of course you would.
Take me. No, I wouldn't.
I've got you worked out, Miss Lee.
I'd take a bullet for you, JT. You know that.
Oh, let me get some lovey-dovey music going. Hold on, let me just change the scene. I'll get the bodyguard theme song, the soundtrack there. I'll always love you. You'll always be my bodyguard, Mr. Lee. Okay, well, let's talk about Wicked. And would you say, Chloe, Team Elphaba or Team Glinda? If you had to pick one, where are you going?
In the first one, I was all Elphaba. I was like, Glinda's such a rat bag. Because she was just such a little conformer. And my nieces and I were having a big debate about it when we went into the movie because we dressed up. And we all had green glitter on our faces, and we're all Team Elphabas. None of us were Glindas at all.
I love the fact you dressed up. That is passion, seriously. Like,
there were a few people dressed up on the weekend.
Good to see. Did you notice that, Mr. Lee? You weren't there, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, you could have been, but you didn't choose not to go.
The most elaborate, but I put glitter all over their face. One had a Wicked shirt on, and lots of people were color coordinated. It was pretty cool.
That's great. I love that.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
you got to get into it. Do it 100.
I wish we got photos, and we could have put them on social media.
Well, I think I do have a photo, but I don't know if you're ever going to see it.
Okay.
Right.
Just Tony come in and show me. That's all. We won't do it on social media. That's all good.
Mr. Lee likes
it. It did change my mind after this movie, though. We were not 100% against Glinda after this movie.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she changes a bit in the second one.
We've got so much to unpack because it's even sort of like you get towards the end and you just, and there's some, apparently this movie is very emotional. Like there's just so much emotion in it. There's even like people are saying they're tearing up. Did you feel that?
I literally bawled my eyes out. It was so embarrassing. I'm not a crier, and I had to pretend there was something in my eye because my 11-year-old niece said, "Honey, why are you crying?" And I was like, "Oh no, no, it's just from turning my head this way too much or whatever." It was really sad.
Yeah,
That's so funny. God, because you know what?
It's because they were singing during the sad scene that made it worse.
Yeah, I reckon if we had seen it with you, we would have been crying too.
Yeah.
100% we would have been there.
Hey, I was tearing up at the trailer. So that could be I'm serious. It's that end
it's
bit
that,
that
song.
Gets yeah that song and yeah, the end bit that correct. Gets you because I don't like I'm looking at it going it could be the last Wicked movie and if it is and that's the way that it ends well you know it's
I have
the
so
end
many questions
exactly
and they're such good friends and you think in the first one that they're going to be mad enemies and they're going to be against each other but their friendships like it's just the thread through the whole movie and then like. They're willing to, like, you know, do big stuff for each other. It's pretty cool, considering how much they hated each other in the first one.
Which is good because it's Jonathan Chu, isn't it, that directed it. He's a very good director to be able to have that come through the screen to people to understand that, you know, they are meant to be enemies, then they're friends and they grew up as – so I think they've done a great job in being able to do that.
Yeah. He's pretty young too. I don't know what else he's done. I think maybe Broadway
it's
stuff.
It's not much. Yeah, it's not much. But, you know, after this, I think he's going to be doing a lot more. Mm. He'll be directing. Mm. He might be, and he'll be able to put his price up more, which is even better.
Yeah, well, this has been massive. It's only going to get worse after it leaves the cinema.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As far as, like, the massiveness, yeah.
So, Chloe, can I say, was there a scene or a moment in this movie that stuck with you?
Yeah, I think that, that's what that song's from out of the trailer. That the light, there's a scene right kind of towards the end, I'd say, Mark, where they realize that they both can't exist at the same time. And Elphaba tries to sacrifice herself. And that's the song they sing to say goodbye to each other. It's really sad.
Oh, no.
Because Galinda wants to go and tell everybody that she's good and that she's her friend and she wants to work with her. And then she says, well, I don't think they're ever going to believe you. We need to get me out of the picture so you can do good, basically.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. But that song's awesome. I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you like that song or Defying Gravity better?
No, I don't know. I feel like if I like both. But if I want to cry, I'm probably going to listen to that. If I want to, like an uplifting song, maybe Defying Gravity. Yep.
And you know what? If you just want to have a good cry, you put that one on, away you go. And you know what? Grant Lee and I will sit there and we will join you as well because we love Tommy Joker. Love it. I mean, Grant gets a bit handsy sometimes, so you've got to be a little bit really prepared for that, right?
Well, you can sit next to him.
Unfortunately, I usually do. So.
I can't even argue that.
No, listen, all I'm saying is, right, you like to cry on my shoulder, okay? And that's.
Oh my God, I hate cries so bad.
Oh, no,
someone's around across the road and avoid it.
You won't want to go in.
I cry in a lot of movies, which is really bad, but it's always something in my eye. I do the same thing. And I try to wipe it away before the lights come up because I don't want people to see that I'm all teary and, you know, your glassy eyes. Mm. I just, I've got to get rid of it.
Well, picture that with some glitter on your face. And I had it all over my cheek, so it had run down the cheek. And I was like, oh, God, how am I going to get rid of this? It's so embarrassing.
But that said, though, how good is it when a movie makes you feel that, though? Like, it's really good, isn't it? Like, they have hit the brief when that happens.
Yeah, the musical score in that, I think, is the best part of that movie. I mean, obviously, it's a musical. The original's a musical, but, like... Yeah, I mean, they could have gone so wrong with that and completely botched it, but definitely didn't.
I've got to ask about, in the first movie, what really drew me to it. Yeah, the music, amazing as well, but the graphics and the visuals, it was just the colour just popping out at you was amazing.
Yeah, the colour,
Do you get that again? Like, has that been followed up in the sequel?
Yeah, well, the sequel's got a little bit of, like, they're focusing on the building of the Yellow Brick Road, so you see a little bit more of the countryside and stuff, but a lot of it's based in the city. So you see more of, like, the palace and the, you know, the town. But I would say the costumes stood out in the second one more than that visuals. Like, the Tin Man comes into it and the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz. So that visual on that, like, I'm imagining it wasn't like it was all, you know, fake stuff, but geez, it looked so realistic. It was really great. And like they bring Dorothy into it. So there's the house and the twister and everything.
Yeah. I was going to say that they bring Dorothy. Because that was a big thing. They were saying, who's playing Dorothy in this movie? And it was a big
secret. Oh, I didn't even
see her face.
Well, literally didn't see her face once.
No. And that's what they were trying to. Yeah. So they didn't know who it was. But it's all come out of the wash now. Everyone knows who it was now, so it's not a big secret now. Well, she
was like this figure, because it was cool how they tied it into The Wizard of Oz and, you know, who was under the house and the chain of events that led to all of that, how they've linked it in, and the characters that turned into the Tin Man and the Scarecrow were characters close to the lives of the girls from Wicked. So it was cool how it all, you know, mixed in, but then... Yeah, I don't know. You never saw Dorothy really at all. She was like this figure.
Do you think, though, if you've got, like, young kids watching Wicked and they haven't seen Wizard of Oz, it's going to be a bit twisted if they go back and watch the old classic?
Yeah, it wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I hate when that happens when you try and twist a movie. I know that you know, like, for example, I always come back to Alice in Wonderland when they put Johnny Depp in that movie. I do not get it. Mr. Lee, I'm not going to go there again. I know we do it quite regularly and you've heard of this a lot. But I'm just saying that when you look at the movie like this and they try and twist the story a little bit, because this is set before The Wizard of Oz. That was the setting for the movie, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I think, well, I don't remember them even mentioning the girl's name, like saying Dorothy, but you would be confused. You'd be asking, well, who is that? Yeah. And why is she relevant? She ends up being pretty a big part of what happens with Elphaba. So, like, she leads like a whole manhunt through the castle to hunt Elphaba down. Because the wizards promised her that she can go home if he does this thing for him. And so she leads everybody off, and I was trying to think, did that ever happen in the original? I don't remember that at all.
No.
It's probably more tame than trying to hunt a witch down to get her broom or whatever. But, you don't even see her face when that happens. It's just like they allude to her, which is very strange.
Yeah. Now, you just brought up the wizard. I have to say, Jeff Goldblum. Wow.
Isn't he so cool?
What an actor he is.
Yeah.
He is, isn't he?
And what a voice.
And I think he is the right person to play the wizard.
Like, he's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say, what did you think of his performance? And, yeah, there you go. So funny.
Well, yeah, I feel like he's funny he's very sarcastic. But we're huge Jurassic Park fans in this house, so yeah. I loved him since then. Like, I love him in that. I don't think he really puts a step wrong.
In any movie. He doesn't.
No, at all.
Yeah.
And he's – the wizard's an interesting character, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
As we all know, in The Wizard of Oz, he's this great, almighty, powerful person. So for Jeff to be playing this role, I think it's just – yeah, it's so good.
Well, yeah, and in the first one, I don't think – there's not a lot of background on him. It's more about the girls. And then in the second one, you don't know whether to, like, love or hate him. Because he's kind of charismatic when they're talking to him, and he wants to work with Elphaba, and like there's this whole dynamic. But then he does something distrustful, and he doesn't realize her connection to him and things like that. And it's really confusing, which is probably why Glinda's such a mess. She's like wants to work for that side, but then she's confused.
How interesting. Now, someone else I want to just bring up too is Jonathan Bailey. As we all know, he's in Australia at the moment. What do you think of his character? Because it's a long way from Bridgerton, which I don't watch Bridgerton, but he's from there.
Let's Listen, you can't be watching Doctor Who and not watch Bridgerton, okay? You need to get it together.
I know, he probably does watch Bridgerton, and he's just saying he doesn't. You know, this will not surprise me. I think it's his Sunday special. This is why he's off work so much. He's been binge watching. So this is what's going
on. Welcome to the club. He's so good in this, though. Like, so talented. Compared to Bridgerton, like, he dances, he sings, he's such a good actor. Like, and in the first one, he was, I don't know, you know, there wasn't much depth to him. But in the second one, he's really standing against the grain. He's basically the only one that tells Glinda that the whole system's corrupt and that he wants to go and find Elphaba and join her side. Like, and he's a really main character in the second one. I mean, he was a bit in the first one, but it was mainly about the girls. But he's a big deal in the second one. And something really cool happens with him towards the end, but I won't spoil it for you.
I don't know whether you saw that little thing on social media where he surprised his sister in the cinema the other day.
Very cool.
That was pretty big. So she was shocked to see, as well as everyone else in the cinema watching the movie. You don't expect an actor like that just to walk into a cinema.
Especially in Sydney.
And say hello. No, exactly, because, you know, they've done the whole thing and they've been everywhere. They've done their press tour. So it's good to see.
And he just sat there and watched it.
What? I wonder if it's interesting. Like, do they look at themselves on the screen and go, oh, I could have done this? Or do they love it and just sit there and watch? Because there's a lot of actors that won't watch their own movie. Because
I feel like it's definitely themselves. That way. Yes, yeah. Like, this is weird and awkward and what have I done?
Yeah, which I don't. Probably be a bit of a creepy thing. Same.
Yeah, if they like to watch it, I'd be maybe a bit worried.
Yeah, it's so true. What do you think of the film's pacing compared to the first one?
It flew by. The first one felt so long. They were only about like half an hour in difference.
Yeah,
between the two, like the second one's shorter, but it didn't feel, I don't know, it just dragged. The first one dragged on. Like, the story about the girls was just, there was a lot of backstory.
Was there a particular performance that you think really stood out from Ariana?
The first one.
Yeah, well, when you look at it, like Ariana, we know she's an incredible singer, but also Cynthia Erivo, she goes all right too. So was there anyone like you thought that really, like any particular performance you think that stood out that was really good?
I thought Jonathan Bailey, like, even though we've touched on that, but like he was so different in the second one. But I had Ariana down as my second choice because I didn't know much about Cynthia before. So I suppose my expectations were pretty low. Whereas Ariana, I don't really listen to much of her music and I didn't watch her shows because I was not a teenager when her, you know, shows are on Nickelodeon. So I didn't really have much of a view, you know, whatever. My nieces liked her. But I was really surprised with, like, her depth. And I was even listening to a podcast recently where she was talking about how purposely she does her voice and how, the tone changes throughout the movie and she does it on purpose and she practices it and put post-it notes on different parts of the set where she has to change her voice. Like, I was like, whether she's a lot of depth to her that I didn't realize.
If you had to ask the filmmakers one question about Wicked for Good, what would it be?
Well, I feel like there's going to be a sequel. There's going to be another one, I think.
Well, see, there is talk online. There's and a I would lot like them to confirm this.
Because the ending, it doesn't – you think it ends one way and then it changes and it leaves it open to something happening. Like, the whole time you think, oh, the girls are going to be split, something's going to happen, and then there's a chance that they'll reunite. I don't know. And there also could be spin-offs. I've heard random talks about a spin-off with, like, a backstory for Glinda or a backstory for Elphaba or, like, a what happens next kind of vibe. I think there's lots of ways they could go. Be very cool. Ooh,
that sounds interesting. And that'd be really good if they did have a spin-off. Because that could actually take
like a
whole different place. Yeah. But they would have to have the actors because if they don't, it wouldn't.
There's no point in doing it, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But whether they'd be musicals, I don't know.
No worries. Well, we've come to that time of the podcast where I'm going to head over to the freezer. I've got five. It sounds the same every week.
It's an old freezer. You need to update.
Yeah, I need to update. I've got five Choc Tops here, Chloe. How many Choc Tops are you going to give this movie?
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
4.5. That's pretty good. Yeah, that gives it.
It is good. It is good. Yeah. But I didn't give it a 5 because I knew you were probably expecting a 5.
Well,
from what you were saying, I was there. But that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So that makes people.
It was good, and I didn't think
it.
I was going to like it. Yeah.
And that's it.
It is really good.
And I love surprises like that where you go in not expecting much and you come out and go, wow, I'm so pleased we did
you
it.
You come out and you're singing the songs for the next 3 days and you just want to.
Well, and I think that every podcast, and that's usually how it goes with Grant Leo coming up. Yeah, it's always a good surprise.
Except for the ones with me. Yay,
no, you're good. No, it's been great. But you know what? You've been very kind to Grant this time around. I was expecting. When I saw that you were coming on, I'm like, oh, Chloe's back. She's going to carve him up. But you've been very nice to that, Chloe. And so have I, for that matter.
Well, I mean, there's always maybe I'll just save it for the next one.
Yes. Oh, there will be. Yeah, you'll be back.
Bali killed me out too much.
You'll be back.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yep.
But thank you so much, Chloe. Great. We really appreciate you coming onto the podcast today. I hope the next one will be as funny as this one. But if it's a thrill, it won't be.
I'll save up all my sick burns for then.
Oh, yes. Please do. And just put me a text when you've got a couple there. I'll keep them. Keep them on ice for you.
Keep them warm. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. That's it. I may use a couple.
Thanks for having me, guys. Well, we already used a Doctor Who one. I feel like it's getting old.
No.
Doctor Who is.
No, it never gets old. Never gets old. That's right. Chloe, you've been a legend as usual. Thank you heaps for coming
Thanks,
on Talking Flicks. Have a good one.
You too. Organise a holiday so we don't feel bad.
Yes, I will be. I'm thinking somewhere warm, nice and tropical. Thinking crystal clear blue water. Palm trees and an over water bungalow. Bora Bora is right.
Oh, geez, you're not doing anything
but
halves.
No, I haven't been on a holiday
in 10 years. I'm going.
It's been 15 years, so I think it's time for a holiday.
Oh, geez,
I know. Well, it's really overdue, so we'll make that happen in the next 15 years again. All right. Have a good one, Chloe. Mr. Lee, we're getting out of here. We're getting the weekend started, although it already has for you. And we will be back again next Thursday morning.
Yes. Yes. 5 a.m. Bright and early.
Yeah. I love it. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.